Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, I think, and this is Tracy Mahan, my co-host. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I got your name right. That was good.
All right, so this show is coming to you magically. I think, this has been a very forward-thinking, premeditated, we're going to do this show. This is our second attempt. And if you count all the count-ins that Dawn had to do for us.
Exactly. If you knew all that, yeah. That'll be edited out, thank goodness.
Or will it?
Oh, well, we'll find out. You know? We'll see what kind of mood Dawn is and if he is in. And he'll, do I want to add this in? Do I want to keep it in there? Yeah.
Blooper section.
Yeah, absolutely. Blooper section. What I was getting ready to say was, this is us cloning ourselves.
Oh, very cool.
This is our second attempt to clone ourselves. So see, sometimes it takes several experimentations.
But we did it. We're here.
We are here.
Or are we there?
Exactly. Who knows?
We don't know. Right now, what's probably really happening while you're watching this is I'm probably sitting in a movie theater eating some of that yummy movie theater popcorn and watching something that my son picked out. Because I'm going out for his birthday.
Yay!
And he wants to go to the movies. So we're going to
do birthday,
that.
Happy birthday, Jaden.
Yay! Happy birthday, Jaden. All right. So that's where we're at. So if you guys are in the chat room, I'm not going to be there to monitor that. And let me tell you, if you think you're going to go through withdrawals with that, I'm going to be trying to look at a screen that isn't happening right now. I can pretend. Hey, Judy's in the house. No.
Whoop, whoop.
Anyway, so yeah, so we are pre-recording because I have an obligation to party like a rock star with my now going to be 17-year-old son.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever think that would happen?
Man, did I tell you he was 10 pounds when he was born?
No.
Yeah.
I bet you did. I bet you remember all of that. Every ounce of it.
Remember it all. It is a story because my doctor was the on-call doctor that night. And I had my mom in the room with me. And of course, my husband was there. And he was asleep on a couch. And I'm going to rat him out a little bit because he likes things warm. So because he works outside all day. So he would get up and he'd go turn the thermostat up in the room and the nurse would come in and she's like, why is it so hot in here? Do you want it this hot, honey? And I'm like, no. So she'd go turn it down. But he'd get up and she would leave the room and it starts to cool down and he would get up and he'd go turn it up. That must have happened at least 3 times. And the nurse finally yelled at him, you are not the patient in here. She is. And you are not going to make her uncomfortable. So he got yelled at. Anyway, so here we are. It's go time. I'm pregnant and, you know, they're watching the dilation and all of that. So I'm in the comfortable hot seat and the doctor's there. So he comes in and he checks on me and we're like, that's so cool that you're the one that's on call tonight. So they don't have to call you. And he's like, yeah, I know. That's going to work out really nice, isn't it? And we're like, hey, we're about to watch a movie. Do you want to watch one with us? He did. He comes in, he sits down, he's watching the movie. And so all of us, except for husband, he was asleep on the couch. My mom and the doctor and I were all watching this movie. And the nurse comes in and she seems a little agitated. And she goes, honey, I'm going to check you really quick to see where your dilation is. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm on an epidural. I might want to.
Oh, I was going to say, how on earth are you? You must not be very far along because there's no way you can watch a movie.
I'm on an epidural, so I can feel my tummy get tight and stuff. I could feel that, but it didn't hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm having the contractions and I'm aware. I'm making it sound like I'm just so relaxed watching this.
Yeah.
No, I'm aware I'm still having a baby, but we are playing a movie. Doctor's sitting over here, mom's sitting over here. And we're all watching this movie and I'm thinking, it feels like there's a lot of pressure pushing down, but I'm numb, right? Oh my God. So this nurse comes in and she checks me and she very casually looks over at the doctor. I swear. So are you ready to help me help this gal give birth? Because the baby's already crowning. He's sitting there the whole time and Jaden's head started to crown and he never got up to check me because I'm on the epidural. So I'm just looking comfortable. And yeah, all of a sudden he jumps up and everything changed. Lights came on. Things were
happening. Went off.
Yep. And the nurse goes over. She was crack up. Goes over, shakes husband and says, "Did you want to be awake for the birth of your child?"
He probably figured you'd be screaming and that would wake him up.
I don't know that would have woke him up, to tell you the truth. I don't think so. He was pretty determined to be asleep. So anyways, so he gets up eventually, but things are happening. It's all going. I think between that moment and Jaden being born was maybe like 12 minutes or something of getting me prepped and ready, and he's out. That's how far along I was. So thank God for the nurse that came in to check. Because he was probably like, "Mom, lay down, I can't get out." Anyway, so there's Jaden's birth story. 10 pounds, 1 ounce. I don't remember how long he was. Probably 37 inches or something. That kid was huge. He was so chunky. And the nurses were coming in and they're like, "I heard you had a 10-pound baby. I just wanted to see a newborn with fat rolls." And they were playing with his fat rolls on his legs. It was cute. So that's my Jaden story. Thank you for listening and bearing the Jaden story. All right.
Very nice. Yes. Thank you for sharing.
We put Tiffany on that chopping block.
I think she would chop me if I did. I mean,
her story.
Yeah, she did not have any fat rolls. I'll just put it that way.
Aww. And she still doesn't. She's such a beautiful thing.
Exactly. She still doesn't. I don't think she had one. What's less than an ounce?
A half ounce.
She had not one iota of fat. I mean, this girl was like, it all went on me. She just
yeah, don't you love that? Yeah. Thanks, kids. What do they call that? The mom bod?
Yeah, absolutely. No, but that made it so Jaden was probably pretty content. I mean, like, he probably slept longer and he probably
I don't remember.
Tiffany didn't. She had to eat every 2 hours. She was hungry constantly because she had no fat. She had nothing to sustain her.
Well, and, apparently I was gifted with the larger children. My sisters both had, not only were their babies early, but they were, I think my niece was 4 pounds.
Oh,
I mean, like, they were tiny, tiny. I felt like I had a 6-month-old baby, but
I had, at least a 3-month.
Like, what happened to the itty bitty thing? I'm like, thanks for my baby.
I don't have clothes for this. Yeah.
Tiffany, no, that's true. You get the preemie baby, or you get the baby
little bitty clothes. Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiffany was 6.5 pounds. I had to get preemie clothes for her.
Oh, you're so cute.
I had all the little ones and she was too, that she drowned it. I was saying there was,
nothing.
So
it's amazing how tiny they are, but no, he fit in all of that. So Josh was 9 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might've been 9 pounds even. Devin was 8 pounds, 14 ounces.
Oh, okay.
Jaden
was usually like, though each one gets bigger. That's usually how
it goes. He went down an ounce.
Okay.
two ounces. But I didn't have itty bitties. Mm-hmm. But Josh is 6'1" and a pretty decent sized kid now. So I don't know how big Jaden will get. He's the biggest baby, but he's so far, he's 17. And mm-hmm. So I don't know how big he will fully get. Yeah,
I don't think there's any way the size they are at birth has nothing. It doesn't seem to correlate at all.
No, it can't at all, because I have nieces where the one that was preemie. No, she was, yeah, but the other one, and I can't remember what her weight was, but she was preemie and she was in the ICU and stuff for a while. My sister-in-law had a baby at the same time, and you put them side by side and, you know, this yeah. baby and this baby. Yeah. And now the preemie is like yeah. 5'8" and the one that was the big baby is like 5 foot. It's like, what? Yeah. No. You wouldn't know it looking at baby picture. So now you guys have gotten our baby stories.
No, it's like, what? And what? The, yeah.
We don't have a subject. So what else you want to talk about? So usually we kind of just go with, you know, what has the week been bringing?
Right. So, well, here's something. And I want to thank everyone. You know, Monday was the anniversary of Mom's passing. Yeah. And I really want to thank everyone for all your one. I'm going to start choking up now. You're wonderful. Gosh, you know, the messages that you sent and tributes and all kinds of all wonderful, beautiful things that you put out there and just wonderful messages from the heart. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's, you know, we all celebrate, mourn, however you want, you know, her life yeah. in different ways. And I'm not one that likes to, I just don't do that. I don't come out and do a lot of things online in her thing. I'm doing my own thing, but this is my way of appreciating every single one of you that did share sure. and do want you to know it was greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard day for everyone that understands what this is all about, but she shines through in every session and yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just so many people that never got to know her, you mm-hmm. know, and they read the books and then they end up having dreams or feelings or visions or, you know, information coming in that they contribute to your mom. And I get to hear those stories too. So it's fun.
Yeah. It is. It's so wonderful. And, you know, she and my father both just have left such a legacy of, you know, just because they were curious. So
yeah.
Never underestimate the power of curiosity. Just, you know, do your thing, do what you love, be curious, be awe-filled, and who knows where it will take you and who knows what it will create.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure you know, the earlier years of your mom and your dad where they were just embarking on that. There's, mm-hmm. Could you imagine if someone told them where this would end up?
No. Mom was even, I mean, we had been doing it for quite a while and she was still like, what's going on here? You know, did I do this? You know, it took, yeah. She was just plodding along and just plowing the field, essentially just going.
Right.
And then one day she stopped and looked around. It's like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah. Where'd all these people come from? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it was. And it's like, you're yeah. doing your thing and these people resonated.
So. And it keeps growing and it's so exciting to see how many different people, you know, a lot of times for my practice with the QHHT, it seems like people are traveling a little bit of a distance and sometimes a lot of distance to get mm-hmm. to where my office is. So it's a small town area that I'm in and there's not really people going, oh yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes. You know, it's usually they're coming from the city or they're coming from outskirts or I'm right. about 4 hours from Seattle, Washington. A lot of people come from there. And the last couple of days I've had people that are literally right there in town. And I'm like, so how did you hear about Dolores? A little curious because I don't really get anybody local.
Right.
And so it just blows my mind how expansive it's getting. And welcome yeah. to everyone that's jumping on that train because it's a fun Absolutely. Train to be on. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah. You saw the size of Huntsville.
Yeah.
And
don't do this. You're going to miss it.
And it was the same way. People always came from around the world to see Mom. And I mean, people knew, I mean, they didn't really understand what Mom was doing. They didn't really know what she was doing at all. They just knew that they thought she was odd because she traveled. Okay. And then the other thing is people, if there were strangers in town, it's that size of town, you know, if yeah. there's people you don't know, they're probably there to see my mother. That's how it was.
Oh, well, And it makes sense. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yep.
Like, I haven't seen that car before. Who? No. Yep.
And the some people would take a shuttle from the airport over to her. And the guy that was driving, he just knew if they were coming to Huntsville, they're either going to the chicken processing plant, you know, where they're seeing Dolores. And so usually he started off with Dolores. You hear me, Dolores. And most of the time it was that.
Wow. That, he so, had a good business you know, going. That,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's, you know, it was surreal. I mean, when you watch it happen, we're just in it day by day. It wasn't like if you, anybody look at it from later, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it was, you know, it's kind of like the making of somebody that's getting very, very popular, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that happen? You look at them, it's like, oh, wow. You know, but it was a day by day thing. We didn't even notice it. It was just, you know, all of a sudden people, you know, it's more like a thing you had to stop and look back and they're going, whoa, what just happened here?
Well, it's like when you have kids, since we brought Jaden up earlier, it's like when you have kids and you're with them every single day, you don't realize how much they're growing. And then grandma sees them and, oh my gosh, you've gotten so big. And you're like, oh, I guess they have. But I see them every day, so it didn't register like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I imagine so. If you took a little break from it and came back, you'd see it just going crazy.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about where it's going too. So lots more good stuff to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this was a journey. It's an infinite journey. Infinite.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That word was used already once today.
Ooh, very cool.
Where are you? I'm in the infinite.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
How expansive did you get? It's infinite. Oh, very cool. So now what? What else is it? So that was Monday, right? That was,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Monday.
Which makes me think that was also, Monday was also the day Tamara told us to take the vow of silence.
You're right.
Did you notice anything about Monday? For me, I probably should have taken the vow of silence on Tuesday.
No, I remember saying things to Jenny and Summer. I mean, because they were like, I said, well, Tracy said to be, you know, watchful today that it might be going crazy. This is the day everything goes back direct. I said, but I'm not noticing anything. So I remember saying that. I'm not noticing anything. But I didn't get on, like, I didn't get on Facebook. I wasn't in these things. So, I mean, I was just doing work.
Yeah.
Not being real extensive out there. So that maybe had to do with that. I don't know.
Could be. I noticed that for me, and now I kind of wish we had Tamara here to ask questions to. On the 10th, mm-hmm. that day, oh my gosh, it was like, everybody just stand back. I think I'm nuclear. I really think I'm nuclear today.
And well, I need to look at my calendar.
It was the Sunday before this last one. But it was 10:10, and I was looking forward to, oh, it's 10:10, the portal. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just woke up and I'm like, man, you know, when you wake up and you're just in one of those moods, right? And I'm just like, what is wrong with me today? So I sat in my little pyramid and I did whatever to try mm-hmm. to clear the energy. I did finally clear it mid-afternoon-ish, but there was just all this stuff coming up, bubbling up. Well, the new moon was on the 6th and the full moon was yesterday. So that 2-week period there, from what I understand, because I was trying to figure it out, because when I can't figure out why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, I go to astrology. So I go find these videos on YouTube to watch. From what I understand, that was focusing on unearthing the repressed feelings. So somewhere I must have been feeling pretty agitated at something. So it was all coming up.
Yeah.
And I did get to move through it, but but it was interesting because I was like, okay, so just for anyone that sits there and thinks, you know, oh, these guys do this all the time. They live this blissful life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They must have worked through everything by this point. Mm-mm.
No, so, I don't know that you ever get through everything, you know.
Well, and if you do, you're probably not going to be on the planet any longer because you're done.
you're done. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, and it, we just, you know, we may be a little more conscious about moving through things. It's like, oh, okay, we're good. And I just remembered Monday, it was at the very end of the day. I did have something, and it was like, it was an interesting thing. And it was, so if Monday, but that's supposed to be technology and stuff, all these things were going back, but it was a bunch of planets flying back, right?
But see, remember you have the full moon and new moon mm-hmm. also playing in there. So we had like Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto and Mercury all going direct from the 10th to the 18th. Mm-hmm. So the 10th Saturn, I think, went direct, and then the 18th, the other three did. If I remember my, uh-huh. somebody's out there doing astrology mm-hmm. going, you got that all wrong, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's we, that?
But, we know very well, we may very well have it wrong. So don't hold us to it.
Yeah. 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 Don't make any bets on what I'm telling you, but, so then you got that new moon and full moon energy unearthing all of the repressed energies. And then you've got Mercury and all that going direct and all of those communication mm-hmm. gaps and mm-hmm. miscommunication and all that stuff going on. I had more people cancel or no show for appointments than I ever have in my life. And I'm like, what is going on? So, yeah.
Yeah. And see mine, it was like, it was at the very end of the day. Well, it's when I got, it's like it was reaching, I'm not going to talk about what it was exactly, but it was reaching like a pinnacle, and I could just feel it more and more. And I was like, I have to talk this out with somebody. I'm like, I feel like I'm just running in circles and I'm spinning. I forgot that was Monday. I was,
right.
And I'll tell you this much of it was, when I talked it out and was able to look at it, it all had to do with fear. So it all had to do with, like you're saying, those emotions,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Bringing them up. And it's like, deal with them. And it was fear associated with old, old stuff. And so that makes total sense.
It doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Darn it. I did. I went right into it.
See, you're following your astrology perfectly.
Exactly.
So yeah. And then there's other elements to that. Like, one of them was saying, look where Libra, I think it was the Libra sign, falls in your chart, because that's the house you're going to be working on these repressed energies. So it'd be interesting to see where that is in your chart in association to the past, what it was about the past that was but anyway, yeah. So if you guys don't follow astrology, go find some people on YouTube. There's a lot of really great readers that do little bits on the, you know.
No, just you saying that, the Libra. That makes sense right there. Just that, not even saying what house it was in. It'd be interesting to see the house too, but just that much was it. It makes sense.
Yeah. Cause I was looking all of that up for myself. I can't remember it now. Cause I was like, okay, I'm interested. This is kind of fun to find out, you know, what's bubbling up.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, we had a lot of fun energies going on. Speaking of energies, because I know people like the updates of what's going on with the planet and the 5D and all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the pieces of information that's come in, I think, since we've been on here last was, you know, we always, somebody posted an excellent picture, and I don't know where to find it, but it's the Earth getting beamed with this beautiful energy, you know, and it's coming from Arcturus or something like that, you know. They're always talking about that, where they're part of our jobs here as coming in as the humans is a lot of people that are here as volunteers may or may not know that they sit on a council, and at night when they're sleeping, they go join that council. Mm-hmm. I always like to think of it like the Avatar movie when he goes in that capsule and his consciousness switches over. I feel like maybe that's kind of what we do. And they go to this council and they report what's going on with them and all the energies. And I think that they probably have their little recording devices of how things are working. And then they adjust the energy accordingly mm-hmm. to send it to us, right? So a lot of people are participating in that. And they show it to me in my mind, why I'm talking about it here is like these little pillars or these little, you know, like how a car battery has the little, mm-hmm. the little,
what the nodes.
Sure. That sounds neat.
Electrodes or nodes or something like that.
little knobbies that you hook up onto, right, with all the power. I feel like we got those all over the planet. Like we are those nodules or nodes or whatever. And these energies are connecting with us and we're bringing them into the earth and bringing it up. So for anyone saying, oh my God, there's so much chaos on the earth and da, 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 there's no way we're winning. We're winning. Mm-hmm. You know, what's happening is it's kind of like how we just explained the moon was unearthing all of that uneasy energy. Well, this energy that we're bringing into the planet, that's what's happening. It's unearthing all the unease and the fear and the troubles and everything. And so it kind of looks like chaos. And I always see it as a good thing. It's like, oh, that's awesome. That means it's working. You know, it's, you know, you're going to have the chaos because we got to purge that energy. But we've had a lot of people that are, we have the ones that are bringing the light in, and then we have the ones that are purging the toxicities out of the earth. Mm-hmm. So if you want to think of it that way, maybe those people that are in those rageful moments and feeling all that energy, it's kind of like doing ancestral clearing for the planet. And for all the civilizations that have ever lived here, and we're just purging all of that old energy because we have to in order to raise that vibration. Mm-hmm. So of course, if we're doing it for humankind, we're also doing it for Earth, because there's this energy imprint that has been logged into the Earth's vibrations since the beginning of civilizations all over our history. Right. So so we've got people right now that are actually here to purge those energies. So when you see the chaos happening, in my mind, that's like, oh, those must be the ones purging that in. I'm over here wanting to be like, no, I'm going to bring in the light. You purge, I'll bring in the light. So anyways, just a little for people that are kind of wondering, what am I supposed to be doing next? What, you know, whatever, just see where you sit on that fence of maybe you're the one bringing in that beautiful frequency to fill the space that's being purged out. And, or maybe you're one of the ones that are shaking their energy.
Remember the universe, when it affords a vacuum and so a void. And so it's like, if you take that out, it has to be filled with something. So that's where the light comes in and fills it.
Yes. Yeah. So light ninjas and warrior ninjas. And you're both so equally important. So if you're finding yourself being passionate and agitated and why, you know, there are literally armies of people here to fight the battles or stand up to things and do that stuff. And you know, that's part of the purging of the old energy. So, yay. Anyway, that's my update. You got anything else to add?
Well, and you're saying in the purging, and I keep hearing transmuting. So it's like, things like that are happening as well. So it's like, it's bringing it up and then maybe that's another group. I don't know, but it's like, it's all coming up and then it gets transmuted because it has to go somewhere. So it has to, I mean, it can't just be pulled up and then it just disappears. It's like, that's where you have other
energy. Yeah. We don't want to send it out to the next thing. No.
But I think it's important to know that this is not being done consciously. We do this on those sides. It's like, it doesn't interfere. It's not a part of our lives here. We're aware maybe of some of the things that are happening, but I know so many people think I have to be doing something. And it's like, trust me, you are doing something. Another plan. So, just by being here, you are doing.
Yeah. And, especially if you're watching one of these shows, you're definitely one of the people doing something.
Yeah.
And I agree. It's a fabulous job. They're all doing a fabulous job. And there's the ones that are here working on repairing the crystals, whether you know it or not. It's again, some people are consciously aware and some people are just holding the space and doing that when they're out of body. But we need the physical body to be here. And so there was one gal, and I think I might have talked about this one already, where she was talking about there was like five of them in this room and they're all energy bodies. And, you know, I often tease and say, oh, you got the short straw, you know, because you're the one that had to come into the body. It's kind of like that. So there was five of them there and she got voted to take the body. What did she call it? The costume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The costume. She goes, I'm the one that has to do the costume. I said, what do you, so I'm trying to figure out what's the costume. Because I didn't realize. realize she's talking about the life she's in yet. I hadn't gotten to the point where I understand she's in this life talking about the costume. And so then I'm asking her about the other four that are with her. And she says, well, that's our agreement. I come in the costume and I'm clearing the way. And I'm the conduit for them to come in and do their work. Mm-hmm. And so we don't realize, you know, we're all like, oh, we got our angels and our guides. Well, yeah, but that's kind of also your team. That's mm-hmm. like, and you know, you're coming in and kind of plowing that path.
Yeah.
And removing their obstacles and opening those doors for, because you are bringing the physical body, then they can move through you and do whatever they need to do on the energetic level, or through channeling, or through whatever means that they're going to come through, energy healing, but you're the vehicle and you're the one occupying the vehicle so that the others can come through. Mm-hmm. And I was just so fascinated by that. I was like, tell me more. But yeah, she was here to be the vehicle and the others were working through her. And so that was fun to listen to. And I know that there's so many of us doing that. We have our teams and we're all working together. We're the representative or the short straw.
What's something almost came. It's like when they talk about groups. And so anyway, yeah, we're the short straw group, I guess.
The short straw group. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it.
Short straw academy right here. Yeah.
Well, and I know you do this wonderful exercise of how do your spirit guides get a hold of you if you're not paying attention, right? So even though you're the short straw group, you were the one that was most likely to get it figured out so that you could be aware of the team, right? That's why you were not.
Is that determined that you are the one most likely?
That's the way she said it. Okay. Yeah, she said, I'm the one that was most likely to mm-hmm. get the clues that I had set up so that I could be aware. Mm-hmm.
Well, because it's a game. I mean, it's a game, it's a play, it's a game. And it's like, so it's almost like, okay, which one of us is most, would be best at this game?
Yeah. Like it's that chessboard. It's like, which is a smart piece to play in this position. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of the way she set it up, is that mm-hmm. she was the one that was most likely to be able to awaken to who she was and that she had this team to work with. Mm-hmm. And
that is the objective of the game, is to wake up, figure out it's a game, figure out that you created the game and go from there. So, now play the game consciously.
Exactly. The more I think of it like a game, the better it gets. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's, oh, this could be fun. Okay. Well, how do I strategize this over here, or, you know, move through that over there, or create something different, you know, and it kind of takes the pressure off of it a little, because it's more like strategizing. Yeah. And I like playing games. Mm-hmm.
So I don't play those kind of games. I mean, I was just thinking that's probably one of the reasons the video games are so popular, is because that the generations, especially that are really into them, see, they're a little closer to it, where we're, I guess it took us to get to that point. You know, I'm not of the, you may love them, I don't know. I'm not of the generation that, I mean.
My kids love them.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't have a lot of patience for them. I'm kind of more the Candy Crush person. If it's uses my mind to solve a puzzle. And that's why I think I like the idea that this is like a puzzle. Yeah. Or like chess. I'll play chess or checkers, things like that, where I've got to strategize. Mm-hmm. I like those, but not the video games where you got to chase each other around. And
yeah. And although those are probably, but I can see what you're saying too. I was going to say those other ones, they're probably the closest to what we're doing here, but, but the strategizing, that makes sense too. I mean, that's probably why we have so many different kinds of games. We like to solve puzzles. We like to solve things, you know, figure things out. So.
So I don't know if I told you, but there's a newer movie with Ryan Reynolds in it. It's called Free Guy or something like
that. Yeah, you were telling me about it and I want to go see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you know, it's really easy to see it now. You can just go over to YouTube or Redbox or one of those and rent it for like $5.99.
Okay.
And it's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, he is an extra character in a video game that figures it out. So
Okay.
It's fantastic. Worth watching. I watched it twice now and I just like Ryan Reynolds. He's just a fun character anyway. So, so yeah, that one would kind of also emphasize what are we talking about here.
Well, maybe that's what I'll do this. Maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow night when we're not doing the show.
Hey, so while you're watching this, I'm in a theater eating popcorn.
And I'll be.
Julia's going to be in her recliner chair with Rocket and watching Free Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you guys get done with this, maybe that's what you want to do too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but finish watching the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure we're going to come up with a lot more fun things to talk about here. So
we hope. No, but this is good because this is how we take things. We actually do make things relevant. It may not seem like it, but they
hang
are.
In there. It's going to come out. Yeah. <Point here. laughs> What she said. It's going to mm-hmm. be relevant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is like, to me, that kind of makes it more playful, more, it's a lighter journey for me than why would I pick a life where this is happening or that's happening or, you know, the other thing.
Well, I mean, when we came in, that was our thought is, oh, won't this be fun?
This will be fun. Yeah.
It's just a game. How about we play it? Oh my gosh. Let's just see. But let's throw in some really cool things like it's going to be really sticky and ooey gooey gravity, you know, that density. Yeah. You know, we're gonna have it so it's kind of heavy. Yeah. You know,
and I know we're lightening it a bit because there is the karma key things and there are the mm-hmm. the destiny things and there are lessons mm-hmm. that we're here mm-hmm. learning for sure.
Yeah,
that's part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but those are easy. I mean, when we're there, we're like, oh yeah, I get it all. We understand the connections. Okay, well, we're going to come back together so that we can work this stuff out. And it's going to be a breeze.
Oh.
We got it all set up, you know?
I'll tell you what, if you want to know what you were thinking when you planned this life, just imagine that you rise up out of your body, you go into those ethers, you go into that creative place. What I love is, okay, you go beyond the universe, you go beyond the multiverse, and you get into the creative space, which most people see as just black. Mm-hmm. That's where you created everything. When you're there, and people experience this all the time, they go there and then they're just, and it's like, okay, now what is it that you would want yourself to know? Oh, nothing. You're like all your questions and traumas and turmoil and whatever, it's gone when you're there. And so then people don't remember what their questions were.
Yeah.
And it's like, you had questions. Oh yeah. They just don't seem to matter here. That's the space you were in when you created the life that you're now sitting there going, why?
Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, this, okay. So we'll do this. And how about this? And it's almost like picking out of a candy store and one of those and one of those and one of those. And how about some more and whipped cream all over all of it.
Right. Yeah. It's like your little spirit team went, okay, pick one, pick. No,
I just take it all. I just take it all.
There you go, darling. And tarot cards are the perfect thing because guess what? Now you're going to have, you're going to have problems letting go of things. You're going to get possessive about things and you're going to hang on to stuff and it's going to be really difficult
to let it go. So we'll create situations to do that.
Yeah. Mm. And then, okay. So you want to definitely be challenged. Challenges are going to be really important for you in this life.
Well, because it would be boring if you weren't challenged, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how we grow.
You're going to be a little hothead too. So things are going to make you react. Okay. So this is what this is what's in your cart. Yeah. You're going to be easily squirreled too. You're going
to. I didn't mean it when I said all of them.
You get the point though. Yeah. The tarot cards are a perfect way to go. Yeah. This is what we did. We threw it all in there and it's all in that deck, you know, then that's doing them all upright. Then you got to turn them over, do it that way too. And yeah,
right.
So, yeah. And then you're like, oh, let's pair you up now with your partner. Okay. Well, I want to be a king of cups and I want to get together with like a queen of swords or something of that nature. So then you're exactly, you know, you're so opposite and you tear each other up and you're like, okay, try again. So
I know it'll work if we switch roles.
Yeah. So we'll do that. And then it's like, okay, that lifetime's over. Gotta do another one because I didn't get it all. You only got through half the deck. Now you gotta go back. Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. It is. It's good time though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're at that place now where we're, and that's why movies like that are coming out, is because we're remembering and seeing other people. It's like, this is what's coming out. Wouldn't it be weird if that's, because aren't there some similarities? Isn't that interesting? And so it makes you think, but they got a realization. I mean, it's either an inkling or they're like, I wonder what it would be if this really were a game, or they actually got some, you know, some information just came in, but it comes in, you know, who knows where these ideas come from? You know, they're real. It was just time for this information to be here now so that, yeah, we can all start, you know, that's another way to wake people up, to help people wake themselves up. You know, it's just, oh, wonder if that was real. Could that be real? Oh my gosh, if it was, that would mean.
Yeah, well, that changes everything.
It changes everything.
Okay, so here's a question for you. And let's just see what comes in, because I know that's how that works with you. I can't say tune in. We'll just wait and see what happens.
Well, I can try and tune in. We'll see.
Okay, so we've got this idea now of the game. Mm-hmm. Now let's add timelines to it. How does that work? We got multiple timelines and we're playing this game.
Yeah, well, they're showing me the it's like what's in the Seth material, and I see that a lot of times. It's with the parallel, I mean, it's a multi-level chessboard or a game board. And the floors or the levels are transparent, so you can see through them. And so moves on one affect others. So that's speaking for dimensions. It's speaking for timelines. It's these things are all affecting each other. And I mean, they're showing me that. I'm trying to interpret it because I'm like, that to me means more dimensions, more dimensional thing rather than timeline thing. But... okay, here's where it's going. All right. See, I can tap in. I just, this is how they work. I mean, I just have to keep asking them and they tell me. So it is that. And that then you can, because on this other level, we're looking at all these levels. We're looking at the different lines and we're like, okay, so which one do I want to play now?
Mm. Like, that's it.
And that's what I really want you to understand is we have been making this timeline thing very complicated. It's easy to make complicated, but it really is not complicated because it's already in existence. It's already there. Every single timeline for every single event is already there. So all you have to do, all we have to do, I'm not just you, but me too, and this is what I'm playing with right now, is you just imagine what it would be like on that other timeline, you know, and you could call it timeline or there's probably another word that maybe doesn't make it sound like it's so elusive. But that's not coming to me right now, but it's just, if you know that anything is possible, and that's where you have to go with that. Anything is possible here. So I want to imagine myself in the scenario where this is happening. And yeah, so that moves you to that
frequency
timeline, we'll call it, to whatever you want to call it, but to that one. And then that one plays out until you choose something else.
Yeah. And there isn't a wrong one by any means, you know, you're going to have experiences on all of them. Rather, you're in this, like I was on the 10th in this really grumpy space, I had that experience. And then, you know, then you move out of that and now you're feeling really good. And now you're having that experience and you're on these different, and that's oftentimes when I'm trying to explain energy, like people mm-hmm. be like, well, I want to raise my vibration up to this or this. And it's like, try to think of it like a piano keyboard. And I say it all the time. I think we've said mm-hmm. it on here, mm-hmm. you know, instead it's a cross and you need all those keys and they all make a sound and they all bring in the harmony of whatever it is that piece of music is, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's you, that's your vibrations. You're moving through all the keys on the keyboard. So yeah, you need that lower key as much as you need that higher key. So
hierarchy.
Nice one.
And that was really cool. I don't usually catch those. I love it.
Yeah, very nice. But yeah. So yeah, so there's really important things to look at. Like when I was starting off with spirituality, it was kind of like, oh, I want to achieve. I feel like I'm here and I want to be here. And I would put that above me and not realize that that's just a path I'm on it already.
You're on it already. It's a journey. It's a path. You're going to be there. And it doesn't really matter where you are right now. You said it's all part of the whole path.
So here's some things that came up that might help people get into a different vibration. If they're feeling like, well, I've been sitting here and I feel stuck, and now Mercury and all that gone, and now we can all feel like we're moving again. Look at where you're holding on to attachments, expectations, and
okay. I want you to quantify that word attachments, where you're holding on to attachments. Can you please explain what you mean there? Because that word is often, I mean, everybody has their own understanding, but so many times people want to make themselves a victim with that word.
With attachment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see if I can come up with a good one. I mean, we all kind of know expectations. I'm going to use my movies. Like, going to the movies tomorrow, I have an expectation because of all the previews that I saw that this is going to be this dynamic movie. I might get in there and get.
So you have some expectations on
it. That's expectations. So that's, so you can do that in relationships and all that. Attachments. I could be attached to a relationship. I could be attached to a job or an outcome. If I'm not getting the outcome that I want, then I become the victim in that is like that.
Well, but see how you're attaching yourself to a thing. It's not like there's something physically attached to you that's taking control over you. And that's where.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. No, we're not talking about goblins. No, we're talking about your personal attachments to outcomes, to relationships, to a job, to whatever. And your expectations of somebody else or a situation or a job.
Right.
And here's the thing, if you have those, so let's say, Julia, I have an attachment to how you're going to respond to me today. Uh-huh. And, or I have this expectation, right? And so my ego, my ego self gets in there on a subconscious level and says, well, let's test her.
Yeah.
Let's test her and see if she's going to do this. Cause, mm-hmm. and, or if you have that phrase, everyone does this or nobody ever. That's a good one. Julia never does this. I'm going to test her. I'm going to prove that she never does this. And so I'm going to send out this thing that I want you to do this. And then you're going to fail that. And I'm going to feel broken for a little bit because I kind of had an attachment and an expectation, even though I was also testing you. Mm-hmm. So, and you were going to fail that so that I could go back to that place and be like, see, Julia never does it.
Right. And without, so you have, there's that going on, but there's also manifestation going on because you already put it out in front of you, what I was going to do. So I just fell in the line with what you were requesting.
You were the perfect mirror.
Yeah,
you were the perfect mirror of that expectation that you were going to fail.
And everybody will do that.
Yep, they have to.
They cannot.
That's what people don't understand. It's like, oh, I'm so mad at so-and-so. And it's like, they have to do that. That is your energy. That is the role they play for you. They have to mirror that to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we all need to wake up to where we're doing that and drop our judgments on ourselves, because when we drop the judgment on self, then we're not going to project it out on other people.
Yeah. And that's a big thing right there. But you just said drop judgment on yourself. So what did it mean? Is you have to come back to you. Everything comes back to you. And this was, oh my gosh, this would always make me so angry. I was in my earlier years. I was like, it always came back to me. Darn it. Yes. You know, but it does. It comes back to you and your concept of yourself. So you have to look at what you think of yourself. What is your concept? Because that is what is being projected out, and that is what is attracting back to you. So whatever you're seeing out there, if you're not sure of what your concept is, well, then just look at what's around you, because it will tell you.
Exactly. And I feel so blessed and so honored to have the friend group that I have, because Julia, if I called you and said, so-and-so is doing this and this and this, what would you say to me? And why do you think you're attracting that?
I go, when was the last time you looked in the mirror, Tracy?
Yeah. And where did that happen in your life before? You know, where is this surfacing for you? And you know, that is just what I have evolved to now with my friends. Is I don't think I have a friend that I would call with information like, oh, why is this going on?
If you didn't want
to, everyone that's coming to mind would take me on a journey to find out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Not why is this outside world doing this to me? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, let's go inside and find out.
Exactly. Yeah. What's going on inside?
Yeah.
Because that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys got the gold nugget right there.
You absolutely did. I mean, that's like, gold nugget is fantastic. I mean, it's super. That's like a major key to understanding everything, because then it won't be so hard. Because first it's like, oh my God, it can't be me. But the more, you know, it usually comes back to that, and you realize it, and it's after harsh things have happened, and or you don't realize it at all, and you've alienated everybody in your world, because you will not. It's not me. It's not me. It's not me.
Yeah. And so, I refuse to look at it. Everyone's doing that to me. And yeah.
But the sooner you can do that, you know, then the smoother it will be. It's like things pop up and it's like, oh, okay. So what am I dealing with? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What's going on in me? That, and then to know that you can move yourself through it and out of it very quickly.
Yeah.
That makes it, you know, that it is, it's a golden nugget, a master key, a golden key, whatever you want to call it. It's huge.
I got the golden ticket. Yes, I love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yep. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, all those. I mean, again, where do those things come from? Why are they out there? It's for us to believe that things are possible.
Anything.
That there are magic. There are golden tickets. There are golden keys. There are things. You know, these are things left in our path to help us remember.
Yeah, exactly. And to create and to manifest and to see why we're not creating and manifesting. Where's my vibration? You know, when you were talking about the levels, in my mind, I kept seeing like versions of myself that expanded outside of me. They were all little vibrations and sliver sized vibrations of my body that just, and where am I vibrating at? Which one am I resonating with? Because that's where I'm creating my reality today.
Exactly.
So yeah. So you have your home base, right? I have my home base. And when I wake up in the morning, where am I vibrating at? And then that's going to go out and that's creating my reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and what did we learn in Colorado? When you're in a cycle, when you're in a pattern and you want it to change, what do?
Well, I know what came to my mind is like, wouldn't it be fun? And that is, you've got to keep things like that in your head, but the cycle. Yeah. Get out of the driver's seat. You leave the car. And that was so, you know, I didn't even realize how perfect until just now that literal. Was a beautiful analogy, so because it was literal. You get out of the driver's seat. You just stop. Yeah. You just stop. And that's what I was doing. Like I said, on Monday night, it was like, I could see this thing going like this. I'm like, I have to stop, you know, I have to get, and so many times we don't see that. We just know we're, you know, just something's going crazy. So that's a wonderful step to realize I got to get out of this.
Yep.
You know, in order to stop this, I have to leave this scenario, mm-hmm. you know, so I'll get out of the car and get out of the driver's seat.
Get out of the driver's seat and change it. Change the way you're responding to it or whatever. Just change it.
Yeah. And another thing I just want you, it's like, to, you know, while you're working on things, while you're doing, if you just, something that you can do is a great favor to yourself. And I know we call it, wouldn't it be fun, Monica Dunn, but here's another angle on it is, is, isn't it wonderful? Just if you just say that to yourself, isn't it wonderful? Then you can fill in behind it, or you can just leave it at that. But do you feel your energy just go up just by your frequency go up just by saying something like that? It's like, yeah, isn't it wonderful? Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Wouldn't it be fun, F? And it just puts you right in that childlike wonderment.
Exactly.
It raises the vibration, puts you in the manifestation place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I did that. People will love this story. I did it with money. I was looking at one of my accounts and I said, I need money in that account today. Like, I have money in that account, but I thought, I need more money in that account.
Mm-hmm.
Two different deposits got made within hours of that statement.
There you go.
So wouldn't it be fun if that just keeps happening? Wouldn't it be fun if, you know, whatever, we've got so many ways to bring it in and to create with. So we've all been having fun with that. Thank you, Monica Dunn. Level 3 practitioner. Look her up if you want a session with her. But it's been such a fun creating time since she was doing that with us and creating all these experiences for us. Like, are we in some sort of twilight zone?
Right. You know, at first it takes it a minute to register. It's like she would say something and then it started happening. And it was like, well, that's weird. And then she did it again.
It's like, what are then we
the third on? Time it's like, okay, it's not coincidental.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll give those examples. Wouldn't it be fun if we saw wild horses on the side of the road? I think we're at the restaurant, we get in the cars and we're driving and bam, 4 wild horses on the side of the road. This is on our way to go see the Grand Canyon. Then she says, wouldn't it be fun to see an elk? It was elk. And next thing we know, we're all stopping. We're like, what's going on? And this herd of elk is crossing. Stopped us crossing. And then, we have 4 different examples, because then we get to the Grand Canyon and it's snowing, which we blame you for. And here's Monica. Wouldn't it be fun if the sun came out and it quit raining and snowing while we're walking around looking at the canyon? We go inside the gift shop, we come out and the sun is out and it didn't rain on us.
It didn't start raining until we headed back.
So we were heading back. And then we blame Monica for that one, because she says, wouldn't it be fun if we had an electrical storm?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, no!
And I wasn't aware this was going on. I'm in a different car. I'm just like, what's all this stuff that keeps happening?
Man, we've had horses in the road, elk in the road.
Lightning storm.
Now a lightning storm. Yeah, she should have added, wouldn't it be fun to have an electrical storm once we're home safe? And
yeah, that would have been nice. Yeah.
We'll get on her.
Specific.
But that was all in one day, guys. Yeah. Within a few hours, really. Yes. Because she started doing that towards the latter half of our drive. So yeah. So that was definitely one of those expansive twilight zone moments where it's like everything she says seems to happen. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get her to tell us wouldn't it be fun to win the lottery? It's like, come on, Monica. But definitely the universe was having some fun with us. My favorite part was, you know, not just one elk. We got the whole herd, not just on the side of the road. We all had to stop and watch them cross the road. And we're like, is that happening? Is that really happening? we have some expansive experiences when we get together. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and if you look at all of your day-to-day things, they all are that way. You know, it's just about being aware, because we all have things happening constantly. And just pay attention. Yeah. And that's when you start seeing the game in it. And okay. So I actually have a part to play in this game. Yeah. It's not just happening to me. I am an integral piece.
Very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah. If we all really understood how important of a piece we are in this game. So yeah. Well, we're at that time. Do we want to keep talking?
I think we can probably.
That's probably a great place. We'll leave everyone with the wouldn't it be fun or
exactly
as possible.
You are creating. every single one of you are already doing it, but and have been your entire life. It's just most of that time has been you've been creating and manifesting unconsciously. Now it's a matter of just shifting. We're just showing you something else and trying to help you to understand you can be conscious in this manifestation process. And so just pay attention to what's going on and then start watching what you say like that and start saying these things that will draw beautiful things to you. And yeah. Anything with a higher frequency, see, then things have to come that have that higher frequency.
Yeah. Be playful.
It has to. It can't. And just start paying attention when things are going on in your world. And it's like, what is happening here? Look behind it. Look at yourself. What's going on in me that could be creating this? That yeah. is creating. I mean, it's not a could be. It is. That's it just is. How it is. Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then we can go in another time about how to go further down this road. But right now it's about being aware and conscious of it. So you can do this consciously.
Yeah.
We'll show you later even more about how to do it consciously. So.
Well, to be yeah. continued.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Julia, let's talk about January.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like January.
I wanted to see if she would remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, in January, we are having, we're getting back into the groove, traveling groove. We're actually going to have a live event for QHHT. Yay! So we're having our reunion at Daytona Beach, January 21st to the 23rd. I can't talk about that. The 23rd. Yeah. And be lots of fun. Oh my gosh. The main thing, I mean, we have activities planned. We have things going on, but you know, the biggest thing and the biggest thrill and why we're all coming together is so we can all be together.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing right there.
Yeah. We, so come meet some other practitioners and if mm-hmm. you don't have to be a practitioner to go, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know, and if you aren't, and you've ever thought about this and want to see what this goofy group is like in person, or if you want a session, there's going to be a day set aside for people doing sessions, young practitioners, they'll be doing them. So maybe you can snuggle up to somebody and go, hey, you know, is it possible I could get a session?
Yeah, that's true. That'd be cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go check it out on the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Too, at QHHTofficial.com. And the banner is now on the homepage, so you can
easy to find it.
It's the banner and the video. It's a really cool video that we've got going. So it's a lot of it's showing. It's excerpts from all. Oh, I mean, it's
am
like
I in it? I'm gonna have to go see if I'm in it.
You have to go see. It's like every single event we ever. I mean, everything. I mean, it's so. It's like all the places we went in 2019.
I'll be calling Kaya if I'm not in it and be like, what? So how do people become a practitioner?
Yeah, well, just go to QHHTofficial.com and you'll see courses at the top of our, on the menu bar, or I think there's links all over the page too, you know, you can just go in there, but you take the course online, the level one online, and you'll learn everything that mom created, everything to do that technique. And we have other levels, but that takes you further down the road, honing yourself and honing your skills and things yeah. like that. But
can I recommend that people do at least level two, my own personal experience, mm-hmm. you know, do at least yeah. up to level two, because you're going to get some coaching. You're going to get a lot more fine tuning, like Julia is saying. And it's to me, that was an important step from my level one to my level two, made such a big difference. And that's mm-hmm. what really slingshotted me forward. So I highly recommend, mm-hmm. if you want to do this as a practice with the public, definitely take it into the level two and then grow it into level three.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree completely. But it's a process, you know, and you're growing all the time. And so, you know, it's things you could decide on. You might look at them and go, I can't afford that. You'll be able to afford it. Remember, it's all up here. What do you think? What do you believe?
Wouldn't it be fun if you had a concept that you could yourself? Grab it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it all moves great. And if somebody wanted a little bit of a discount, let's say it's a fair beast. It's a just decent. I can't talk again. It's a
decent. It's a 10% discount.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what can they use your coupon?
Code? Yes, please use the magic is real. It's all one word. Just type in the magic is real. And that's my code. and that'll get you 10% off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah. So that's, yeah, exactly. If you, and really what this is about is if you have ever wanted, if you just want to help people, and that's really why we're all here, is to help each other. And, but there's lots and lots of different ways to do it. And so, but if you're not sure what to do yet, and maybe something along this line, just read the course information, see what it is we do. See, I mean, if you know Dolores Cannon at all, you know, in her books, that's where all her information came from, was from these sessions that she's teaching you how to do in this course. So, yeah, you have a front row seat to really, really cool experiences. Just,
yeah, super cool.
And helping people to see who they really are. I mean, remember. I remember in one of my sessions, they kept saying, remember.
Now, before I let you off the hook.
Okay. Soul Speak. You can get that book at Ozark Mountain Publishing or on Amazon. And it's called Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. And I also have an online course that expounds on the book, but they can both be standalone. So, and the course, you can find it at juliacannon.com.
Yeah. And there's somebody on there that confesses all of her ailments that have been cured through, of course, through going through these techniques.
Absolutely. She agreed on a soul level to be the poster child.
I'm the guinea pig.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people do that. Yeah. She's a dear friend. I needed this. She said, okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm going to take on some of this stuff and then we're going to talk through it and it's going to go away. Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what do you have going on, Tracy?
Actually, yeah, this will get put out in time. If you guys are watching this on Friday, I do have a channeling and light language workshop over the weekend, and that is on my website, tracymahan.com. QHHT, you can find me on my website or at QHHTofficial.com, and I would love to take you through that journey as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how you find me, and that's what's going on.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Anyway, thank you so much, Tracy, and thank you everyone for being here. And
you guys,
yeah, love it's you
kind
all.
Of weird again. It is really weird for me to not be watching a chat room while this is going on. So, so that's what it's like when I'm not multitasking. Wow,
it is. You're able to just focus.
Okay, love you guys. Thank you, Julia. Bye, everybody.
Bye.